This is your tech news briefing for Tuesday, June 30th. I'm Kateri Yoakum for The Wall Street Journal. Some former eBay employees have been accused of harassing bloggers who posted negative reviews. They found ominous packages on their doorstep, received threatening messages, and were even followed. We've got the whole story after these headlines. India is banning dozens of Chinese apps, including TikTok. Some say it's retaliation. The move comes after 20 Indian soldiers died in a clash with Chinese soldiers at a contentious border in the Himalayan mountains. But a senior Indian official told the Wall Street Journal that the apps may have been used to harm the country's defense sector. Wall Street Journal reporter Sean Lee has more.
It's a huge deal because India is a very large market for tech companies in general, and also specifically for Chinese tech companies. For many of them, for example, ByteDance, which is the owner of the very popular short video app TikTok, India is the biggest market for TikTok after China. A lot of Chinese tech companies have found a lot of success in India. A lot of them invest in Indian startups, and they've accelerated that in the last few years.
Speaking of national security concerns and China, the National Security Council and a number of other U.S. agencies are lobbying European allies to oppose NewTek, a Chinese company that makes security screening equipment. Our reporter Kate O'Keefe has more.
The first concern is on national security grounds, because obviously this type of equipment can have access to a lot of both personal and business data. And so the U.S. is concerned that with Chinese, state-backed entity, potentially having access to all that data, that they could feed that back to the Chinese government. And that could create a national security concern. And the second issue is more on a commercial basis. NewTek has been winning tons of contracts because their prices are super low. The U.S. says that's because they're getting heavy subsidies from the Chinese government. And along the way, they're then driving a bunch of U.S. competitors to the brink because they're unable to compete on price. It's a commercial concern that eventually, NewTek will be the only company left providing this equipment.
And Amazon has pledged over $500 million in bonuses for frontline employees, like Whole Foods staff and delivery workers. Full-time employees will receive one-time payments of $500. Part-time workers will get about half of that, and some leaders and owners of contract delivery services could get as much as $3,000. Amazon had been paying higher wages for warehouse and delivery workers during the pandemic, but ended that program last month. Coming up after the break, a strange story of harassment. eBay employees who allegedly targeted small-town bloggers for their bad reviews. I'm going to set a scene for you. A funeral wreath, a mask of a bloody pig head, and live cockroaches. Those might sound like props from a horror movie or your next Halloween costume party, but all of this stuff and more showed up on the doorstep of a pair of bloggers. Bloggers who had been critical of eBay online. And they were part of a cyber harassment campaign allegedly waged by employees of eBay. Our reporter, Kirsten Grind, went behind the scenes to uncover exactly what led to this bizarre turn of events, and she joins us now. Kirsten, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
All right. First of all, this all sounds very weird. Tell us about these bloggers. Who were they, and what kind of things did they post to land them in eBay's crosshairs like this?
Sure. So it's just a crazy story. This was a pair of bloggers, we've called them. They're also just basically online newsletter writers. It's an older couple, David and Ina Steiner, and they live in Natick, Massachusetts. And for years, they've kind of just chronicled, everything that's going on at eBay. They're collectors. They started the online site because they understood that sellers on eBay were having issues. And really nothing they wrote was that crazy. They just kind of had this very loyal following because they paid close attention to eBay and the e-commerce business.
And were they writing things that were particularly detrimental to eBay, or how did it end up that they became such targets?
You know, it was one because of their following. Of course, they would write critical stories, right? I mean, they wrote stories about, say, when the CEO got a raise, or when some issue was happening with sellers having problems on the site. Or, for example, eBay sued Amazon sellers. They wrote about that. So they were chronicling kind of the ups and downs. One thing that kind of stood out for eBay executives was that the commenters on a lot of these posts would get very personal and targeted, sometimes kind of threatening executives and even threatening them in a way that they felt was maybe dangerous.
Okay, so they're writing this stuff. Who at eBay decides that this is a course of action to take?
So that is really still being investigated. What we know right now is that the CEO, Devin Wenig, set this kind of culture at the company where he was very thin-skinned about negative coverage. They had just recently, before this happened last year, launched this new kind of aggressive media campaign in which they wanted to go after and really target some of the negative media coverage. And so what appeared to happen, although we are still learning more about this, is that the CEO kind of said that he wanted to go after these people to his communications director. The communications director then allegedly brought it to eBay's security team. So these are people that are kind of charged with protecting executives and employees, you know, at their campus in California. And the security team appeared to kind of take matters into their own hands and launch this extensive harassment campaign.
So we mentioned some things at the top, but what did this harassment campaign allegedly involve?
Oh my gosh, it was so terrible. So again, this is a couple in their early 60s that write a small town newsletter, right? They were getting deliveries of cockroaches, a bloody pig's mask. They were getting threatening emails, threatening tweets. Their neighbors were sent pornographic videos addressed to them. Anonymous posts popped up on Craigslist inviting people to parties at their house. I mean, it was just full-on harassment, and it started getting really bad after eBay executives actually flew out there and started following them around in rental cars, so actually surveilling them.
So how did authorities find out who was believed to be behind all of this?
So the couple had been complaining, of course, to their local police department, but the local police, you know, was like, this just sounds like bad pranks. So the couple ultimately was like, we have to stop this. So they started taking pictures of the license plates of the cars following them. And finally, with those pictures, the local police were able to track down a license plate to where two of the eBay executives were staying in a hotel. And because of that, they were able to see that the executives were with eBay, which was so bizarre. And that's when the local police brought in the FBI, and the FBI started investigating and realized that eBay was involved.
Did the couple have any inclination that that could be the case?
So the couple is extremely media shy and hasn't talked to us or anyone else, so we don't know for sure, but I can only imagine that was like not their first thought, that some giant tech company was orchestrating this type of harassment.
So according to your reporting, this isn't the only time that eBay has allegedly targeted their critics, right? There have been a number of incidents like this.
That's right. So we talked to other sellers and other people that have posted what eBay felt was negative content anywhere online. And while we didn't find anything that rose to this insane level of harassment, there have definitely been people that have been threatened by them to remove negative content because eBay felt that it was bad for the brand.
All right. I want to talk about the former CEO, Wenig. He was known for creating this kind of culture at the top, which you mentioned before. What do we know about him? What has he said about all of this?
So I interviewed him, and he said that he absolutely did not order this type of harassment. And he was also on a sabbatical to Italy for August of last year, when the actual harassment took place. Now, again, though, I just want to make clear, there's a distinction here, right? He's saying he didn't order this type of harassment, meaning he didn't tell anyone, according to him, to go like stalk these people in Boston. But everyone at eBay was very familiar with his attitude towards negative press coverage, and he was the one that had embarked on this kind of aggressive media campaign against critics. So you can see how his underlings might have reacted to that, right? And again, I just want to be very clear, this is early days of the U.S. Attorney's Office investigation, and we just don't know anything 100%, and no one has entered any pleas related to any of these charges yet.
So what is eBay saying?
eBay cleared the former CEO, Devin Wenig, of any involvement of this in their own internal investigation. Now, it was one of the reasons he was pushed out last fall from the company. Of course, no one knew that at the time. And they have fired everyone that was charged by the U.S. Attorney's Office and also the former communications chief that was involved in this. And they privately, we learned, told sellers that they have cleaned house and that the bad people are gone. And this was kind of a one-off thing.
But have they said anything publicly or taken responsibility for these actions at all?
That's kind of the extent to what they said. Now, the U.S. Attorney's Office is now looking at whether there were any other campaigns in the past before this one.
Crazy story. Our reporter, Kirsten Grind, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
All right. We have Kirsten's story and more tech stories, of course, on our website, WSJ.com. So head over there and check us out. And that was your Tech News Briefing. I'm your host, Kateri Yoakum. Thanks for listening.